What if the very tool you use to manage your life is actually sabotaging it? To-do lists dominate our days like relentless taskmasters, constantly reminding us of what we haven't done while dismissing our achievements the moment we cross them off. They put us in reactive mode, responding to an endless parade of tasks without understanding how they connect to each other or our larger goals. Personal Kanban offers something radically different, a visual system built on just two rules: visualize your work and limit your work in progress. By transforming abstract tasks into tangible objects you can physically move, it creates a dynamic map that evolves with your changing priorities. This isn't just another productivity hack. It's a fundamental shift in how we relate to our work. Ever notice how a highway with plenty of physical space can still experience gridlock? Your brain works the same way. We confuse capacity, how much will fit, with throughput, how much will flow. When we multitask, our brain literally splits between hemispheres, creating mental congestion. Stanford research shows that heavy multitaskers perform worse on cognitive tests and can lose up to 40% of their productivity. Cookie, the author's childhood dog, perfectly illustrates this. She could catch 3 Cocoa Puffs tossed individually, but caught nothing when overwhelmed by handfuls. Like Cookie, we function best when we respect our limits. Personal Kanban helps by visualizing how work flows from ready to doing to done. By limiting work in progress, typically 3 to 5 items for knowledge workers, we create mental spacing that allows smooth movement without congestion. Your brain isn't a water glass to fill, it's a freeway that needs proper flow. Creating your first personal Kanban requires just a whiteboard, markers, and sticky notes. Start with 3 columns: ready, work waiting, doing, work in progress, and done, completed work. Write every task on sticky notes during your initial backlog fest. Yes, it should feel uncomfortable as you confront the full scope of your commitments. Then comes the critical step: establish your WIP limit. This addresses the Zeigarnik effect, the cognitive tension caused by incomplete tasks occupying your mind. By limiting simultaneous tasks, you reduce mental burden and increase completion rates. Pull tasks into doing deliberately, only when you have capacity, asking which is most pressing or which can I batch together. After your done column fills, conduct a retrospective. Which tasks went well? Which were difficult? Were they completed at the right time? This reflection transforms productivity into effectiveness, creating a processing loop that improves your work patterns over time. We obsess over completing tasks rather than doing the right work at the right time. Consider Tony N's month from hell: towed car, potential root canal, flooding, toxic mold, asbestos, illness, property damage. Completely overwhelmed, she turned to personal Kanban for clarity. By visualizing discrete tasks, what was previously paralyzing became manageable. Most importantly, her board focused attention on high-value health tasks rather than easier but less important ones like car detailing. Personal Kanban serves 3 purposes: productivity, limiting WIP helps accomplish more; efficiency, focusing on value streams helps do more with less effort; and effectiveness, making options explicit leads to informed decisions. Productivity means getting lots done, but it might not be the right work. Efficiency means work is easily done but may lack maximum impact. Effectiveness means doing the right work at the right time. True satisfaction comes not from mere productivity, but from creating work with utility and impact. Prioritization represents value decisions about which options deserve immediate attention, but context shifts constantly. Visual controls provide the clarity that drives smart prioritization. When the author's pedometer battery died, he lost his visual control for tracking daily steps and neglected walking despite being an expert. Without objective measurement, we rely on emotional guesswork. Personal Kanban extends Stephen Covey's time management matrix into an options valuation framework. The urgent and important quadrant becomes the quadrant of panic. Limit this to unavoidable emergencies, not procrastination results. The important but not urgent quadrant is the quadrant of Kaizen, your focal point for quality improvement that prevents future panic. Color and shape provide simple visual cues. Assign bright orange to administrative tasks you avoid, and you'll confront procrastination patterns. This visual reinforcement often provides the push needed to finally tackle accumulated tasks. Clarity isn't just helpful, it's transformative, allowing us to move from fear-based reactions to growth-oriented solutions. Course corrections aren't failures. They're essential adjustments that ensure success. Just as we constantly make tiny steering adjustments while driving, our projects need similar flexibility. Retrospectives are ritualized moments of collective reflection that identify opportunities for positive change. Add a retrospective column as your final column, where completed tasks can be examined weekly to acknowledge successes and learn from setbacks. When problems occur, our instinct is to quickly assign blame and move on. This superficial approach misses genuine improvement opportunities. Two powerful techniques help. The five whys, developed by Toyota founder Sakichi Toyoda, involves asking why repeatedly until reaching the real context of a problem, depersonalizing issues and revealing actionable insights. The Socratic method encourages deep questioning to challenge assumptions and arrive at genuine understanding. By visualizing work and understanding its flow, we solve problems at their source rather than just treating symptoms. Personal Kanban's ultimate goal is helping us live effectively by defining our work rather than letting work define us. Consider Carl, lying awake at 3 a.m. worried about financing his daughter Julie's college education. Rather than waiting for a miracle, he confronts his fears by writing above his board, "In 4 years, I will send Julie to university." Instead of creating a rigid 4-year plan, Carl takes immediate action with sticky notes for initial steps, listing Julie's strengths, speaking with his investment advisor, contacting a friend in university financial aid. By visualizing concrete actions and seeing progress, Carl breaks free from analysis paralysis and returns to bed happy, knowing he's being effective. The system adapts to any situation: emergency response boards for crisis management, time capsule approaches for accumulated small tasks, portable versions for mobile workers, separate value streams for large projects. Personal Kanban has spread globally, with practitioners managing everything from home renovations to children's chores. This isn't just a productivity tool, it's a framework for living intentionally, a way to navigate life's complexity with clarity and purpose. Your work shouldn't define you. You should define your work.